now that we have discussed basic emotions, let us understand things from two, three perspectives. One, we now know that each basic emotion is distinctly expressed on the face, and we also know that because these are basic emotions, there is a possibility of many of these emotions to be considered as universal expressions. Universal expressions would mean that irrespective of the culture, the facial expression would by and large remain the same. Okay. So, these six basic emotions which we finally arrived at towards the end of our second lecture, happiness, sadness, fear, anger, surprise and disgust. Okay. These six basic emotions, the facial expressions that represent these emotions, they remain the same across the culture. So, if there is universality of expression, how do we learn it? Okay. Is it that we are biologically programmed to express these emotions? How does this happen? Let us now understand how an infant, human infant, learns to express through face. Lewis proposed a developmental theory suggesting that infants are basically endowed with the inborn cognitive capacity to have a subset of emotions such as joy, sadness, fear, anger, surprise and disgust. Okay. So, six basic emotions that we were referring to, Lewis developmental theory says that fine. Human infants, they already have this inborn cognitive capacity. Okay. So, what happens? Now, this theory further says that to attain the remaining emotions, okay, which happens during two cognitive developments, first one acquires the self concept, who am I? Okay. So, that is the acquisition of the self concept, and two, acquisitions of standard rules and goals of the society in which the individual is living, is growing up. Okay. So, these standards, rules and goals are called SRGs. Okay. So, Lewis's developmental theory says that we acquire one, our concept of the self, who am I, and two, after I acquire who am I also acquire the standards, rules and goals of my society. So, that would mean that after acquiring the concept of the self, I also understand what my society expects out of me. For example, if you think of emotions like envy, okay, you are jealous of someone, empathy, embarrassment, pride, shame. Now, these emotions cannot be experienced if you do not realize your position with respect to others. Okay. So, unless I experience who am I? Okay, I acquire this very ability, I understand who I am, I cannot be jealous of somebody else. Okay, because self and the non-self, the other self, okay, these two things I will have to first establish within me. And once I establish this within me, then only I can have the sense of envy, I can develop jealousy. If I have a sense of pride, okay, then also I need to understand my position in my society, and then I understand that fine, the whatever I have acquired is something that the society would really appreciate, and this would fill me with a sense of pride. Now, this implies that the twofold cognitive developments are not needed for experiencing and expressing the basic emotions. Now, basic emotions, they surface before achievement of the self consciousness, and certain other type of emotions such as embarrassment, envy and empathy, they may emerge before the integration of the moral system. Okay. So, this is an interesting explanation of how infants they develop how to express themselves. Okay. Now, it is intricate to draw the discrete negative expression from certain expressions of the child, especially say if you are looking at the crying bout of an infant and if you want to demarcate which expression this is, it is very difficult. Now, infants usually have been found to cry in all negative situations. Okay. But when you look at their facial expression while they cry, okay, you will come across a very interesting pattern. Now, look at this very expression. What you see is a lowering of the eyebrows, corners of the lips which gets pulled to a side, and opening of the mouth, and of course, this leads to raising of the cheek. Now, crying face has a mixed feature of anger and distress. Okay. Anger in adults, you will consider this to be a basic emotion. Okay. Similarly, disgust will have a different expression. Here, distress and anger, both of them they mix up, okay, although the child is trying to express the feeling, the negative feeling. Now, depending on certain situations, the child might come forward with different sets of expressions. Okay, you start looking from the bottom, the expression represents weak cry, then the moderate cry, another form of moderate cry, and then finally the strong cry. Okay. So, similarly, you can have expression of happiness where muscle contraction takes place near the eyes and there is an upward liftment of the cheek. Very interestingly, Ekman has made a very interesting distinction between the joyful and the non-joyful smile. So, it is not that if you smile, you are happy. There could be non-happiness induced smile. Okay. So, that is a distinction that Ekman has made. Now, again the way we were looking at crying, look at smile. Right from very strong smile to minimal smile, again strong smile, another format of a strong smile, and you realize that the expressions are very, very different. So, drawing a common line of distinction is extremely difficult, okay, if you look at the expressions of the infants. Now, look at distress. Both these images, they represent distress, whereas okay, you can understand that the facial expression is not exactly the same. Discomfort, for instance, comfort, for instance, and now see pleasure. Okay. There is a whole lot of difference if you look at the expressions of human infants. Now, because a growing child, an infant, will have a very, very close interaction with the mother. So, how does the child understand the expression of the mother? Okay, if you right now what we were doing is that we were looking at the expressions of the infant. Now, we are trying to say that although this human baby is in the state of infancy, how does he or she understand the expression of his or her mother? It has been realized, okay, that eyes and mouth, these are the two primary locations where the children 1 to 2 month old infants, they focus when they look at their mothers. Okay. And of course, when they look at their fathers also, they look at only these two areas in the face, the eyes and the mouth. Look at this video. Now, look here, the 1 month old child is looking at the mother's face and then you see right from the start point how the eye fixation changes and finally goes and sticks at some point. In the other image, you see a 2 month old child looking at the father and then you see right from the start point how the fixation point changes and finally it stops somewhere. Now, this is how the infants, they look at their parents. Bridges proposed that the newly born human babies, they have undifferentiated emotional expressions, which with the passage of time gets further differentiated. So, according to Bridges' model, at the time of birth, child has nothing but only general level of excitement, which by the end of second or third month converts into distress and delight. okay. And this further, by the end of the 6 month, the child learns how to express anger, disgust and fear, which basically is further expansion from the expression of distress. Now, let us understand how emotion and memory, they work in the case of children. Before starting our discussion on emotion, we did talk about memory, and there also we said that personal significance plays a very important role. Now that emotions, which is likely to have more of a personal significance, so how emotion and memory both will work together in the case of human children. Now, between the age of 18 to 36 months, children, they use emotional words in their conversations. By the time they are 3 years old, they can identify emotions and situations that provoke emotions. In the fourth year, they can accurately match the basic emotions with the correct corresponding facial expression. Okay. And by the time they are 6 years old, okay, they adapt to interpreting these emotional expressions. Now, emotional memories, they mostly involve the attainment and blocking of personal goals in children as well as in adults. Okay. You remember Zeigarnik's effect that we talked about in memory and the explanation that Dutta and Kanungo had given, that it is basically the pleasant and the unpleasant experience, okay, which will help you recollect your events, the memory of the event, rather than whether you were able to complete it or it was not completed. It is similar to this type of an explanation, which says that you have fixed certain goals for yourself, whether you are a child or you are an adult. What is the degree of happiness, how delighted you are when you attain the goal, okay, or how sad or angry you become when the goal that you are trying to achieve is blocked. So, it is the attainment or the blockage. Okay. So, your movement towards the personal goal, that becomes extremely important. Okay. And therefore, when you start recollecting things from your experience, okay, so emotion driven memory would largely have either the issues related to attainment or episodes related to blockage of the personal goals. Children, of course, they have a better recall of emotional behavior as compared to emotional levels and non-emotional behaviors. For example, the memory for receiving a gift from one of the parents will be better. Okay? If you have gone for an outing somewhere, you will have a better recall of that very event. So, emotional behavior will always have a better recall in case of children compared to when you simply use the word, the levels of the emotion, or if you compare between recollection of non-emotional behavior versus emotional behavior, children by default will always have a better recall of emotional behavior. Now, what we have discussed till now is that as an infant you grow, as an infant you are endowed with certain capacity to acquire certain emotional expressions. You also look at your parents, you learn how to express yourself, but is it that entire facial expression is only what you call parent centric, or is it that there is an influence even of the society? Okay. Of course, we have talked about acquisition of SRGs. Okay. But besides SRGs, say for instance, if you learn how to express anger, okay, expression of anger is one aspect, how much to be angry, how to express it. Okay. Is it that we differ, or is it that we have a source from where we learn, or is it that we are biologically endowed with that capability? Look at this very ad. Okay. It is of course an ad of a product, but we are looking at how human children they imitate. Look at this ad.
बेटो मम्मी ने बोला था ना दीवारें खराब मत करना, सुनते नहीं हो तुम।
आपसे भी शुक्ला अंकल ने कहा था कि बंगला बनवाते समय डॉक्टर फिक्सिट से वाटर प्रूफिंग जरूर करवा लेना। ये छत की आला देखिए, हाँ, और ये बाथरूम देखा आपने, और ये सब क्या है, क्या ये सब, सुनते नहीं हो।
What did you see in this very video? First, the father shouted at the child, okay, and the child reverted back exactly the way the father had expressed his anger. Okay, the reason I picked up this very ad was the expression that the child has learned to show is exactly the same that he learned from his father. So there is a strong possibility that the way human children they express themselves might be guided by the source, okay, the model whom he or she is trying to imitate from the environment. The other example would be when you look at the beauty contest, where you see that all the winners, okay, unequivocally they would express the same way. Look at this very video. This is the expression of feelings when Sushmita Sen won Miss Universe in 1994. You must have watched many female winners expressing their emotions the same way, and this actually represents that how the culture actually influences your expression of emotion. You saw Sushmita Sen, no? Finally, what she did was she tried to hide her part of the face, okay, using her hands, and this was basically joy of an ultimate order. Now, is it that few models express themselves like that? Because Sushmita Sen's episode took place long back. I was searching for the beauty contest winners, how they express themselves. Okay, look at one of the recent expressions, okay, where Miss World 2014, who is from South Africa, when she won the medal, how did she express herself? It matches the way Sushmita Sen was expressing herself. Now let us go little back, 2012 Miss World winner, who was from China. Now you have models from India, China, South Africa, all of them expressing themselves the same way. Okay, so this is a strong indicator, the way we saw in the case of ad, where the son was imitating, expressing the way the father expressed. Here you find that irrespective of the event and irrespective of the cultural background, people in one given profession, they express themselves in the same way. So this is indeed very interesting. Now, this shows two things. One, the fact that we acquire certain rules, certain guidelines from our environment. That is what is Lewis's development theory. Second, irrespective of our culture, it is the people around us from whom we learn through the process of imitation. Imitation, we had discussed when we were talking about learning, that we select role models and then we imitate our models. Okay, the child in the ad actually imitated the father, okay, but in the process of imitation he also learned how to express his anger and disgust. Second case, irrespective of the cultural background from where you are, okay, might be that you have seen that largely the winners, okay, in one situation, in one profession, they express themselves the same way. So every time when you win a Miss World competition, okay, irrespective of the cultural background, irrespective of the difference in the SRG that Lewis was talking about, we express ourselves the same way. Okay, so this shows how human beings, right from the state of infancy till when they grow up and then they move ahead in the profession, how they learn to express themselves. Okay, so we will end our third lecture here. In the next lecture we will be talking about specifically the influence of culture on emotional expression.